dumbass. Dumbass. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Smile, you're at Mr. Smiley's. Would you like to try our new beef and cheese pot pie on a stick? Just $1.99 for a limited time only?
We were just at a seminar. Buddy, this is my...
Her husband. We've met before, but something tells me you're going to remember me this time.
Whoa. You are so busted.
You know, this really doesn't concern you.
Well, actually, Janine is senior drive-thru manager, so you kind of are on her turf. So, this makes sense.
Oh, Lester.
Honey, it's okay. I want you to be happy. Would you like smiley sauce with that?
Lester, just stop it.
No, no. You don't get to tell me what to do. Ever again.
The Don and Mike Show.
Good.
Like foul-mouthed bobblehead dolls, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Hey.
What about the vagina?
Well, you know, the problem is that tape is right next to this one.
Alec.
I've gone for that a lot of times and ended up with that one.
What about the vagina?
That one really should really be close to this one.
Do you have hair in your special place?
There he is, Greg House.
Hair in your special place should be next to this one.
Oh, I'd have killed him. I'm sure I would have killed him.
I don't think she has any.
Utterly horrendous.
Oh, yeah. Dear. And he doesn't have any.
Utterly horrendous.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah. Yes, sir!
Yes, sir!
Yes, sir!
Hey, I want to tell you something, okay?
What?
I've made an ass of myself trying to get to a phone to call you at a specific time.
And what does it say about, I guess it's the way that our society is. I about an hour ago, longer than I tried to leave a message for Bart.
All right.
He's coming home from college for the weekend with his girlfriend, looking forward to that, and left him a message with a bunch of Alec Baldwin clips.
Right.
During a commercial, called up and he said, "Dad, did you call?" And I said, "Yeah, I left you a message." He said, "Yeah, I know you did. What did you say?"
Oh, I don't.
You know, don't we all do that?
We all do that. I mean, if you can, you know, have you been in the process of leaving a message and the person calls you back?
Yeah.
And that happened to me just today. That happened to me.
Yeah. And I can't tell you how many times I'll say, just go listen to what I just said to you.
Because you've gone through the fact that they're not answering their phone. Mm-hmm. You've taken the time to leave the message and you don't want. But the other person doesn't want to take the time to retrieve the message they've called you. They just want you to repeat what you had said.
So he says, "Why did you call?" And I said, I just listen to the message.
Yeah.
Well, why? What is it, Dad?
I said, and anybody would do that. Mm-hmm. Anybody would react like that because you're like, well, what is it? You know, and everybody gets paranoid when you say, because I've heard that too. Just listen to the message, and then you get completely freaked out because you want to know what's going on.
I know. You won't believe me, but I always listen to every message before I return any call. Hey, you know, just in case.
Buzz,
yes.
I don't believe you.
I didn't think you would. That's why I started that way.
You're nice, Buzz.
But I do. I listen to all the messages.
Hello.
Hey, hola. What's happening?
Nothing much. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Did you get a chance to hear the message?
It was really muddy, actually, but I did hear it.
You weren't able to pick it up clearly, Bart?
No, sir.
I mean, I was just discussing. Oh, that was Uncle Mike, not me.
Yes, please don't call me sir.
Yes, sir.
No.
Don't.
No, refer to me as you've referred to me since you were a tot.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry,
I'm sorry what?
Who?
I'm sorry, Uncle Mike.
There you go.
Welcome home, Bart.
Thank you.
Anyway, the message was a bunch of the Alec Baldwin drop-ins.
Great. Okay.
Did you hear it that time?
Did you hear that?
I know it's going on, but I can't hear it well.
I guess it doesn't go well over the line.
Hmm. Hold on. Tell me, can you hear? I'm going to play some stuff that's not Alec Baldwin. Repeat what you hear now, Bart.
All right, enough! I find this whole conversation to be extremely offensive.
I find this whole conversation to be extremely offensive.
Okay,
what about this one?
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
I can treat something like something or like a toilet.
Huh. It's
So he's not getting that one.
How about this one?
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
I can't even try for that one.
Okay. One more.
I can't pee in public bathrooms.
I got nothing.
How about the judge from Boston Legal? This is a good time for a... Oh, the one you play all the time.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Is now a good time for a bowel movement?
Yep, the lower register is coming through the phone a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, you don't even have a smile in your voice when you say bowel movement. You know what that is? That's the power. That's the power poontang.
Yeah,
because you're in the car with your girlfriend, right?
Yes, sir.
Right, gotcha.
He's got to be grown up.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. All right, very good. See you when you get home. Love you.
Love you too. I'll see you soon.
All right, bye, bud.
Okay, bye.
Very businesslike.
Have you been able to ascertain her preference in sense of humor? Because
no,
really, it's starting to, you know, he's getting to the age where it's almost turning the tables now, where, you know, they're grown up enough where you've got to figure out if they like your sense of humor.
Well,
I mean, you know, your son does, obviously.
I think so. I would think that you would probably like his sense of humor because he's got my sense of humor. So, yeah, and I'll say this about her. This girl that I've not met,
right.
I do know that for his birthday, she got him a first edition of books.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, that was amazing.
Yeah,
that he got a gift like that.
Highly intellectual gift.
Again, you know, that's the power of Poon, is that he gets a book, and rather than go, even though he likes books,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a combination of growing up and also, well, guys know this.
Yeah.
You know, she gives you a present that's not like a toy gift.
Right.
You know, it's a grown-up gift.
Right. Well, that sounds like she's a tremendously positive influence on him.
Oh, yeah.
Was it a dirty book?
Oh, it was.
First edition dirty book.
It was that Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Oh. I've got actually several first editions of Buttman. Let me see what volume
Try the
this
video.
Is.
Mike?
Just want to see what volume it is.
Are you going to bring Buttman out with you on stage when you perform your next major live solo singing performance?
No, that would be inappropriate. This is
why would it be inappropriate to bring Buttman to your next gig?
Because there will be kiddies around. It is not appropriate for children. And incidentally, I've been saying Buttman. This is John Stagliano's Buttman.
That's right. He's the original.
Did you see that at the very top? It's John Stagliano's Buttman.
Yeah, but I think he's that's such a little font.
He's the real.
He's the guy, though. Obviously, he's Buttman, yeah. And it's volume 8, number 5, is what I have here. But no, it'll be totally inappropriate for my next appearance in public, my next singing gig. That I, look, I didn't ask for this to happen.
Oh, yes, you did.
But because of my performance with the minor league baseball team,
that's right.
The Potomac Nationals,
lay it on us now.
Because that was such an overwhelming hit. Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Yours truly has made it to the show. I'm talking about Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Next Saturday night.
Next Saturday night.
The Washington Nationals and your New York Mets.
Mm-hmm. Should be a pretty good crowd.
Sure RFK will. Stadium here in D.C. First pitch at 7 o'clock. And Mike sings the national anthem.
Yes. I will be singing the national anthem at a major league sporting event for the very first time in my life.
Knew it would happen.
It is the realization of a dream. Mm-hmm. I know that people have auditioned for this in the past. I know that there are people that have done it. There are stars that have done it. I am not a professional singer, but it is something they have allowed me to do.
I thought you were a professional musician.
I'm a professional musician. I'm not a professional singer, though.
Come on.
I can work my way around a tune.
You sure can.
Anyway, it's next Saturday. It's like you got no time to worry and fret about this. It's a week away.
Yeah, I mean it's right there. I've done a couple of rehearsals in my kitchen. I did one for Carla. I did a full audition for Carla in my nudity last night.
Full frontal.
Full frontal nudity.
Wow.
And it will be a very low register. You will not hear a tenor performance, you know. Oh, say, that's where it
Good
starts. It starts that low, because if it doesn't start that low, then I will have a total incapability of hitting the high notes. And, you know, that national anthem of ours, not the easiest song to sing in the world.
Very tricky.
And we're all going to be there. We've all got seats behind home plate.
You know,
to cheer Mike on.
I want to thank you guys for supporting me all along this journey.
Absolutely.
This idyllic journey that I've experienced from minor league to major league. And really, more than anything else, I hope it's a beautiful night at the ball yard. I hope, m'lady, that it is somehow, you know, I know it's early for this time of year to be a warm evening, but I really do hope that it's
warm. I have a feeling it'll be balmy.
I hope it's balmy. That
you
would be,
know!
You, oh, no. Oh, dear. Oh,
yes. You know!
Thanks. There's that. Thanks. That'll make it balmy.
Now it's cinched.
Like he wouldn't be there.
Yeah, like he would
Please.
Be there.
He was an usher there when the Redskins played football there.
We got some real good seats out of this deal, though. And and it is the Mets, and it should be nice.
You almost said that in Tuttle speak. We got some real good seats out of the deal.
Which is a pretty nice option.
You know, they asked Mike to sing the national anthem. And being as we do all think America's the greatest country, we said, yeah. And we got some nice tickets out of it.
So I would imagine there are tickets available for the big game. I hope there are. And
sold out already, Mike. Just sold out.
It's sold out now that I made that announcement.
Just sold out.
Oh, well, that's it. Sorry, you missed your opportunity. I'm very excited about this. I got to get there 2 hours early for a sound check.
Wow.
So I guess that's I have to go down and have a dry run. And
how's the wardrobe?
I don't know what to wear.
I do.
What do you think I should wear?
Tuxedo.
I will not wear a tuxedo. I'm actually, you know what I'm going to wear? I'm going to wear a Washington Nationals uniform.
I think you should go shirtless.
Really? How about the same outfit that I wore down at Club Wet? I'll wear a leather vest with no shirt on.
The Vito look.
You know what I think I'm going to wear? I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to wear. I'm going to wear a Hawaiian shirt. I mean, this is exactly how I'm going to dress. I will dress. I direct your attention to an old movie.
Dress for success.
I direct your attention to an old movie. It was The Color of Money with Paul Newman and Tom Cruise.
And Tom Cruise, sure.
It is when Paul Newman takes on the black guy that's really the big guy. Looks like a football player. And it's the outfit I will wear. He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt and a cowboy hat. That is it. That's exactly what I'll do. No, nice. I don't know. I'm probably just going to wear a nice pair of sensible slacks, some Sansa belts.
If you wear a pair of gray pants, maybe you can get some nice ass sweat going.
Like the umpire at Wrigley Field?
Like we saw that umpire at Wrigley Field.
This is a real hot day at Wrigley Field, and we saw this umpire. And as the game went on, the ass sweat started at his belt line, and by the end, both cheeks were completely covered in moisture, and it started to go down into the area of where we do not speak.
Yeah.
It was fascinating. But I am very excited.
He was percolating.
He was percolating the whole game. But this is the big deal. This is a real...
You're nervous.
This is a real major league game. I hope I sing it well.
Look at your body language.
Well, I'm freezing to death. That has nothing to do with it. But I am nervous. I am really nervous about that. I am truly nervous.
My Lord, can I get you a rap?
Methinks milady would fetch me one of the skins we have in the west wing of the castle.
A pelt?
A pelt. Get me an elk pelt.
A pelt for milady.
A pelt.
Milady with a chill.
I'll wear that nice little wrap that Katharine Hepburn wore in some of those Elizabethan movies she did.
Well, Mike O'Mara sings the national anthem at a major league ballpark, Nationals and the Mets, next Saturday night.
Cool. Certainly hope I don't get booed like political figures do. You know, I hope there's just a little bit of something. I'd rather be booed than have nothing, though.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd rather have a reaction of some kind.
Smile back if you hear that.
We'll see what happens.
What do you think? Everybody's going to hiss at him?
You think they're going to hiss Rob? That'll be Rob hissing.
That's what I'm
going to do. Have a hissy fit.
I'm excited. Look forward to it. Thank you all for coming and supporting me.
Look forward to it.
And your arms are folded just because you're cold?
Yeah, I'm freezing.
Are you really?
Yes.
God damn.
I'm right under. See this thing right here?
Yeah.
You're not under that. I'm under that. That blows directly on me a lot of the time in
a Hawaiian shirt.
It gets very chilly. And, of course, this is the first day that we've had our,
decent.
You know, that we've done the show topless. So it's,
I'd like to blow on me.
Hey!
I'd like the air to blow on me.
It's not going
to
happen because it's too far away.
I know. I got nothing to blow me over here. Except Rob.
don't get fancy.
Hi there.
But because it's making you a little bit uptight, let me try to modify my body language so that you won't be as conscious of it. All right?
No.
No, I mean, because you said I appeared to be
uptight. You win. 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 Okay? Mike, as we used to say, stop it.
Put that away.
Okay. Stop it. God damn. Uncle.
He's
I feel like a little kid that's been, I feel like a little kid that's been pinned down by my shoulders. And I'm just going, Uncle, stop it.
You know.
You know, Mike's answer to anything is to start unbuttoning his shirt.
Well, you know, I was accused of appearing to be uptight. And it was
all,
more out of, but don't get me wrong. By the time game time rolls around, that's, I was nervous at the minor league ballpark.
I know, I'm not busting your balls. Yeah. I think
I was nervous. I was as nervous. I told somebody I was as nervous as anything. I don't know why.
With all the stuff we've done,
I'm less nervous for this one than I was for the Nationals game. I mean, for the Potomac Nationals.
I would be out of my mind nervous.
Yeah.
You know why? Because it's major leagues, baby.
It's the show.
It's the major freaking leagues, baby.
It is the show.
Right.
I can't wait.
If you screw up, they're going to, like, spit out their sunflower seeds.
Yeah. I mean, you get summarily booed. You know, it's like, boo! How dare you? Because it's not only you're booing because you're messing up a song. You're booing because you're messing up the United States of America.
And I'm talking about, like, the ball players spitting out their seeds at you.
Yeah. Do you think that the ball players aren't going to, you know, the ball players don't have anything to do?
If you really screw it up.
I wonder if we're going to get a chance, like, since I have to get there early, I hope I get a chance to, like, wander around, you know, with the field and stuff. I hope so. My kids are looking forward
to that. If it goes badly, you could always push Alec Baldwin off the headline.
Boy, can you imagine if it went that badly.
No pepper.
But do you know what I remember? I remember, like, famous horrible incidents at National Anthem.
That's what I'm
like,
thinking
about. Like Roseanne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robert Goulet forgot the words.
Was it Carl Lewis that was singing at a basketball game and was awful and off key and forgot the words?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing I got going for me is I, at least on the minor league level, I have, you know, I have a practice session.
You've done it.
You know, but I'm not going to do the thing you guys wanted me to do. I'm doing it differently, and you're going to laugh because I'm doing it much more like singer way. I'm not going to do it like the pop guys that you remember when you told me last summer,
know.
You know, do it like it, and I can't sing like that. I'm gonna do the real, that's the way it's, you know, that's the way it's gonna sound.
You're not gonna pretend you're on American
Idol. No, because I can't sing like that. I felt like an ass singing like that.
Please,
like, oh, say, can you see? No, I'm gonna say, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
Okay, go try it now.
La 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 la. So it's gonna be a little more formal.
But you're not, you are or you are not going to beatbox.
Like Blake?
Yeah, and his bad nose.
No, I will sing much more like Bucky Covington.
And you will look much more like Bucky Covington.
Or the name that we gave him, which we will all
Effie
Seington.
C Wordington.
Which is a much better name.
That's a fun word to say.
Time out, Kat. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.